This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, August 30th, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Senators oppose EATS Act. FMMO hearing hits 1 week mark, and China cuts off Japanese seafood imports. Senators write letter in opposition to EATS Act. Senate opposition is growing against the inclusion of Senator Roger Marshall and Representative Ashley Hinson's Ending Agricultural Trade Suppression Act in the 2023 Farm Bill. A bipartisan group of 30 senators wrote a letter to Senate Agriculture Committee leaders outlining their concerns with the EATS Act, which they say is aimed at overturning California's Proposition 12, which mandates animal housing standards. The letter says if enacted, the EATS Act would, quote, drastically broaden the scope of federal preemption. The range of potentially affected laws, quote, includes measures aimed at protecting states from invasive species and infectious disease, health and safety standards, consumer information safeguards, food quality and safety regulations, animal welfare standards, and fishing regulations. Signees of the letter include California Democrat Senators Dianne Feinstein and Alex Padilla, as well as Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine. FMMO hearing hits 1 week mark. Milk composition formulas have been the first major topic tackled after a week into the federal milk marketing order pricing formula hearing. It started August 23rd in Carmel, Indiana. The FMMO hearing is anticipated to last several weeks as USDA learns from the witnesses on six subject areas identified as a part of the scope of the hearing. Since a hearing of this nature hasn't occurred in 23 years, testimony is long with extensive cross-examination by USDA staff. Stephen Kame, National Milk Producers Federation Director of Economic Research and Analysis, told AgriPulse that the hearing is progressing as expected, albeit slowly. We're making progress and we'll continue to do that until we get everything heard and hopefully we'll come up with a good outcome, he said. Kane said the National Milk Producers Federation is advocating for a, quote, common sense change to make sure that the skim milk composition formulas are in line with the actual milk production of the U.S. milk supply. American Farm Bureau Federation Chief Economist Roger Quyen testified on Monday on the Farm Bureau proposal, which supports updating the formula for skim milk to account for butterfat and skim milk markets. National Milk Producers Federation had a dairy farmer who is also an active Farm Bureau member testify on behalf of their proposal on Friday. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Analysis. Soy industry has a $124 billion impact on U.S. economy. The National Oilseed Processors Association and the United Soybean Board, they're touting a new study they commissioned that shows the U.S. soy industry contributed a yearly average of $124 billion to the U.S. economy over 3 years. As indicated by this study's findings, the economic contributions of the soy processing and refining sectors to the U.S. economy are substantial, connecting soybean farmers with end users, said NOPA President Thomas Hammer. Soybean processors convert soybeans into meal and oil. These value-added products are used in food, feed, industrial products, and biofuels, supporting billions of dollars in domestic wages, tens of thousands of good-paying jobs in the United States. Report. White House needs focus on lock and dam upgrades, water usage efficiencies. The Biden administration should create, quote, an investment plan for upgrading locks and dams that prioritizes transportation needs and focuses on making agriculture in water-strapped regions more water efficient, according to a new report from the President's National Infrastructure Advisory Council. The report recommends that the White House incentivize farmers in water-scarce regions to plant less water-intensive crops, help install drip irrigation systems, reform crop insurance to incentivize climate adaptation by farmers, and create, quote, a comprehensive objective national drought index that includes reservoir levels, aquifer status, and soil moisture measurements. The report also says drinking water should be prioritized over agriculture water during the drought emergencies, though producers should be compensated following the disaster. The National Infrastructure Advisory Council is a 30-member panel. It advises the White House on ways to, quote, improve the security and resilience of the nation's critical infrastructure sectors, that according to its website. China cuts off Japanese seafood imports. China has halted all seafood imports from Japan ahead of the country's plans to dump more than 1 million metric tons of treated radioactive water from the Fukushima nuclear power plant into the Pacific Ocean, that according to a report from the USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. The Chinese ban severs hundreds of millions of dollars in trade, but it may clear the way for international competitors to benefit. Japan exported about 155,000 metric tons of seafood, including mostly frozen fish and mollusks, to China in 2022, while the U.S. shipped about 280,000 tons. Texas woman arrested for cattle theft and spying on mother. The Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association say its rangers tracked down Belinda Perez for stealing 4 head of cattle and 2 trailers from her mother. The ranger said they also found and removed camera equipment from Belinda Perez's mother's house that she said was being used to spy on her. Belinda Perez confessed to the crimes and the rangers recovered the 2 trailers, but the cattle had already been sold at auction, according to TSCRA. The rangers, quote, also located the surveillance camera on the victim's property. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, August 30th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.